What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I got the authority, the Devi authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Waiting is waiting you down. Yeah. It's a bevy of Devi. You can bet I stay ready. I ain't petty, I'm betting all up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits from concrete to tulip. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority. The Devi Authority.
What's up, guys, and welcome into the Devi Authority, coming to you through the airwaves of the media empire that is the Fantasy Authority. I'm Christian Welch, Evil Empire FF on Twitter, and I'm your host for this adventure. Today, I'll be hitting on all the notable games from Week 8 and nearly every relevant Devi player you can think of. Before we dive in, I need to ask a favor. If you like the podcast, please leave us a 5-star rating and review. It helps us get through the algorithm so the show can reach more people. All of us at the Fantasy Authority would really appreciate it. So let's go ahead and dive into Week 8. We'll start with number 25, work our way all the way down to number 1, and even hit on a few unranked games that matter to us in fantasy football. So number 25 this week was Purdue, and they will not be number 25 this upcoming week as they go down to Wisconsin, losing 30-13. The good in this game is Wisconsin's running game. So Ches Malusi continues his strong campaign, 27 carries, 149 yards, and a rushing touchdown. Braylon Allen also carried the ball 12 times for 140 yards and 2 touchdowns. So just tremendous work on the ground for Wisconsin. The bad in this game, as is usually the bad in every Wisconsin game, is quarterback Graham Mertz. 5 of 8 for 52 yards. What a stud. For Purdue, David Bell put up 6 catches for 33 yards. So number 24 this week was UTSA. Beats Louisiana Tech 45-16. You can't talk about the Roadrunners without talking about their running back, Sincere McCormick. 23 carries, 113 yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns on the ground for him in the win. Number 23, Pittsburgh, beats Clemson 27-17. So this was one of those games where you look at the upcoming games for the week, and it's like, whoa, Pittsburgh is favored over Clemson. Just doesn't look right after how dominant Clemson's been. But if you've watched both of these teams play this year, Pittsburgh looks a lot better, and a lot of that is because of the quarterback play. Their quarterback, Kenny Pickett, is getting some first-round buzz, rightfully so. 302 passing yards and 2 touchdowns for him. No picks, just another good game for him. DJU, though, man, 12 of 25, not even 50% completion, 128 yards, no touchdowns, 2 picks, pulled. Literally benched in this game. I'm not even going to try to pronounce the quarterback's name that came in relief for him, but benched already. Just unbelievably disappointing season for DJU, a guy that we all thought was the QB1 in Devi and the future first overall pick of the NFL draft. Quite frankly, it doesn't even look like he's a good college quarterback, so very disappointing there. Jordan Addison for Pitt puts up another big game as usual. 5 catches, 84 yards, and a receiving touchdown. And then other guys for Clemson that we're interested in, Will Shipley had 10 carries for 52 yards. Justin Ross had 5 catches for 59 yards. So moving on to number 22, San Diego State. They beat Air Force 20-14. Unfortunately, there's no real Devy relevant players in this game, so we'll skip that as far as talking about individual performances. Number 21, SMU beats Tulane 55-26, so a huge win for SMU. The good in this game was Tanner Mordecai, their quarterback, 427 pass yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks through the air. Also carried the ball 7 times for 34 yards and a rushing touchdown. And then Michael Pratt, Tulane's quarterback, 234 pass yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks in the loss. So good quarterback play in that one. So number 18, NC State loses to Miami in a tight game. Miami wins 31-30 over the Wolfpack. Their quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, huge game. 325 pass yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. Most of that went to Charleston Rambo, who had 9 catches for 127 yards and 2 receiving touchdowns. The bad in this game, Zonovan Knight, a running back a lot of people love in Devy, 8 carries for 16 yards, so just a nothing burger for him. Miami's tight end, Will Mallory, solid day, 3 catches, 34 yards, 1 receiving touchdown for him. Number 17, Texas A&M puts it on South Carolina in the SEC. 30-point win for them, 44-14 over the Gamecocks. The good in this game is both of their running backs. So Devin Achane, 20 carries for 154 yards and a rushing touchdown. Isaiah Spiller, 18 carries, 102 yards and a rushing touchdown. And then their tight end, Jalen Weidemeyer, 4 catches for 75 yards and 2 touchdowns for him. So big win for A&M. Number 16, Wake Forest. Look at this high score in this game. This is just nuts. Wake Forest 70, Army 56. So 126 points scored in this game. Wake Forest quarterback Sam Hartman, just a massive day. 458 passing yards, 5 touchdowns, no picks, and had a rushing touchdown as well. So 6 touchdowns, no turnovers, over 450 yards passing. What a day. Most of that went to Ja'Cory Roberson, who had 8 catches for 157 yards and 3 receiving touchdowns himself. So Appalachian State upsets Coastal Carolina. So number 14, Coastal Carolina goes down 30-27 to Appalachian State. Grayson McCall, still a solid day though, 15 of 23, 291 yards, a touchdown, no picks. And then Javion Haley, another good game for him, 6 catches, 103 yards. But Coastal Carolina, undefeated no more. Number 13, Notre Dame beats USC 31-16. The good in this game, Notre Dame running back Kyron Williams had 31 touches, turned it into 180 yards and 2 touchdowns. A strong day for him. Drake London just continues to impress this year. Just an insane campaign for him. He puts up another 15 receptions for 171 yards. So monster season London is having. If you haven't moved him into your top 5 wide receivers for 22, if he wasn't already there, you need to go ahead and get him there. Keontae Ingram, USC's running back, 25 carries, 138 yards, and a rushing touchdown, so a solid game for him. And then just some other notables, Michael Mayer, 5 catches for 54 yards for Notre Dame. And then Keaton Slovis, 299 pass yards, no touchdowns, and 1 interception. So number 12, Ole Miss takes care of business against LSU, winning 31-17. Matt Corral, not the biggest day for him, but if you recall, after that win against Tennessee where he rushed for over 200 yards, he was pretty beat up. So there were some whispers that he wasn't even going to play this week. I didn't believe it for a second because I think that him and Lane Kiffin both would love to see him win the Heisman. But in this one, does not put up the big numbers, just 209 total yards, 2 touchdowns. Dontario Drummond, another big game for him at wide receiver, 8 catches for 93 yards. The running backs for Ole Miss, Snoop Connor, 14 carries for 117 yards. Jerrion Ealy, 12 carries for 97 yards and a rushing touchdown. And then Max Johnson, rough game for LSU, just 146 passing yards, no touchdowns, and an interception. So this was a great game right here. Number 10, Oregon holds on and beats UCLA 34-31. Travis Dye for Oregon, not the most efficient game running the ball, but scores 4 rushing touchdowns for the Ducks. Zach Charbonnet, rough game for him. 15 carries, just 35 yards for Charbonnet. The quarterbacks in this game, we get 2 dual threat ones, Anthony Brown and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Anthony Brown threw for 296 yards, no touchdowns, and 2 interceptions. Ran the ball 6 times for 85 yards and a touchdown on the ground. And then DTR, 220 pass yards for him, a touchdown through the air, one interception, and he ran the ball 15 times for 35 yards and a rushing touchdown himself. So number eight, Oklahoma State loses to Iowa State 24-21. And the Iowa State offense puts up a pretty good game here. Breece Hall, 23 touches, 107 yards and a touchdown for him. Wide receiver Xavier Hutchinson, 12 catches, 125 yards and two receiving touchdowns. Brock Purdy passes for 307, two touchdowns, no picks. And then Oklahoma State's quarterback, Spencer Sanders, 225 yards, three touchdowns, and no interceptions. Number seven, Penn State loses to Illinois in nine overtimes. And the game, this game hits the under. 20-18, the final score in nine overtimes. When I saw this score, I was like, how is that mathematically possible? I went to like five, six different websites to validate that it was indeed a nine overtime game. I mean, I don't know how it gets any uglier on offense than this. The good in this game, though, Illinois had a strong game running the ball. So Chase Brown, 33 carries, 223 yards and a rushing touchdown. Joshua McCray, 24 carries for 142 rushing yards. And then for Penn State, really the only thing to talk about, Jahan Dotson put up another six for 69, continuing his good season. Number six, Michigan puts it on Northwestern 33-7. Blake Corum continues his strong campaign with 19 carries for 119 yards and two rushing touchdowns. And then his backup, Hassan Haskins, a strong day as well. 23 carries, 110 yards and two rushing touchdowns for him. So number five, Ohio State just wallops Indiana 54-7. And CJ Stroud, man, he was dealing 256 passing yards, four touchdowns, no picks. Trevion Henderson, nine carries, 81 yards, two rushing touchdowns for him. His backup, Mayan Williams, even got in on the action, nine carries, 60 yards, and a rushing touchdown for him. And then the Ohio State pass catchers, Jackson Smith-Jigba, six receptions for 99 yards. Tight end Jeremy Ruckert, five catches for 47 yards and two touchdowns. Garrett Wilson, five for 59. Chris Olave, only two for 24, but does score a receiving touchdown. And then Peyton Hendershot for Indiana, pretty solid game for him. Five catches, 35 yards, and a receiving touchdown. But Ohio State continues to roll. So, man, this game right here, number four, Alabama against Tennessee. So most people that listen to this pod know that I'm a Tennessee fan. And, man, am I proud of my Vols. These guys hung in there the entire game pretty much. We were only down by seven in the fourth quarter against Bama. That has not happened in years. The score looks a lot worse than it was. We started going for it on fourth down. Bama scores three consecutive touchdowns in the fourth quarter. But we had this thing as a one-score game in the fourth quarter. So if you guys haven't taken note to what Josh Heupel's done here in Tennessee, I mean, we are competitive in most games in year one after losing, 20 guys to transfer. So impressive coaching job by Heupel. In this game, Bryce Young continues to look good. 413 total yards, four touchdowns for him. Running back Brian Robinson, 26 carries, 107 yards, and three rushing touchdowns. John Mechie, huge game for him, 11 catches, 121 receiving yards, and two receiving touchdowns. Jamison Williams, six catches for 123 yards, continuing to be that big play guy for Alabama. Tennessee's quarterback Hendon Hooker, just really having an incredible year. 308 total yards for him and three touchdowns. And then his number one receiver, it looks like now, Cedric Tillman, seven catches for 152 yards and a receiving touchdown for the big body guy there, Tillman. So moving on to number three, Oklahoma, they beat Kansas 35-23 in what was a really close game. Freshman running back for Kansas, Devin Neal, finally has a 100-yard game that all of us have been waiting for. That's 23 carries for 100 yards and two touchdowns for Devin Neal. So that's exciting to see him doing that as a freshman in the Big 12 right there. Oklahoma's new quarterback, Caleb Williams, was 15 of 20, so really efficient passing day for him. 178 yards, two touchdowns, does throw an interception, though. And then on the ground, eight carries for 70 yards and a rushing touchdown. Kennedy Brooks continues to lead the backfield over Eric Gray. 24 carries, 79 yards, and two rushing touchdowns for him. Eric Gray had three catches for 42 yards in the receiving game. And then Jaden Hazelwood, three catches, 38 yards, and a receiving touchdown. So number two, Cincinnati. Tightly contested game against Navy. So this one probably had the Cincinnati fans a little nervous. This is a game they should have ran away with, and it was a one-score game. They beat Navy 27-20. Jerome Ford ends up with a pretty good day after struggling early, 15 carries, 90 yards, and a touchdown. Desmond Ridder, 18 of 30, 176 yards, two touchdowns, and one pick. So number one, Georgia was off this week. A couple unranked games that I want to look at. Syracuse and Virginia Tech played a pretty good game. Syracuse wins 41-36. And we got to talk about the rushing day that Syracuse had. So their quarterback, Garrett Schrader, passes for 236, two touchdowns and no picks, and runs the ball 22 times for 174 yards and three rushing touchdowns. So five touchdowns for Schrader. And the running back, Sean Tucker, 20 carries, 112 yards, and a rushing touchdown for him. So very impressive running performance by Syracuse. Going out west with this one, Fresno State and Nevada. So two quarterbacks we talk about pretty often, Jake Haener and Carson Strong. Jake Haener wins this one 34-32. So Fresno State coming along with the win. Carson Strong in this game, though, threw the ball 61 times, completing 49 of those passes for 476 yards, four touchdowns, and one pick. Most of that went to Romeo Doubs, and I mean most of that. 19 receptions for Romeo Doubs in this game, goes over the 200 mark with 203 receiving yards and has a receiving touchdown as well. The tight end there, Cole Turner, eight catches for 105 yards and two receiving touchdowns. So the stars for Nevada deliver. Jake Haener, not the biggest game, especially for his standards, but comes away with the win. He has 256 yards passing, two touchdowns, and no picks. So some other notable performances, well, we'll just touch on the individual and not really go into the game because the games didn't carry much relevance. Treylon Burks just continues to dominate. I mean, this guy looks like the clear number one wide receiver in this next year's class. 230 pounds, 4.4 speed. This guy puts up four catches for 89 yards and two receiving touchdowns this week. Also carries the ball twice for 56 yards and a rushing touchdown as well. So just winning from all over the place at that size, just incredibly impressive. Deshaun Corbin, Florida State's running back, carries the ball 11 times for 127 yards and a rushing touchdown. Tyler Allgeier, BYU's running back, carries the ball 32 times for 191 yards and two rushing touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs at Georgia Tech, you know, he's been having the big games through the air but struggling on the ground. Finally breaks through on the ground in this game with 13 rushes for 132 yards and a rushing touchdown. So a nice 10-yard per carry game for Gibbs. Always got to check in on Malik Willis over there at Liberty. He was 12 of 18 this week for 217 yards, three touchdowns, and no picks. And then Brennan Armstrong at Virginia, 495 total yards and six touchdowns. So he just continues to pad the stats and just killing it for the Wahoos there. That's all I've got for an exciting week eight of college football this week. Some huge performances that we went over. Can't wait for week nine. Please leave a rate and review for the podcast. It helps us grow and reach more people. Follow us on Twitter at @FF_authority. Follow me on Twitter at @EvilEmpireFF. And don't forget to hop in the community on Discord. Really looking forward to interacting with you guys in there and talking some college football. That's all I got this week. I'll catch y'all next time. All up on me to defend these. All these titles and shits. From concrete to tulip. Number one seed, this is it. Pedal to metal, it's lit. I swear I got the authority. The Devi authority. This pot is just more to me. The Devi authority going way up. Taking my opponents down, ain't going way up. Check the time. Waiting is waiting you down, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.